guys, it's been a while, but I'm excited to chat with you guys. And today I actually have a very special guest. He is very dear to me. His name is Mr. Charlie Brown. He's my son. Charlie, can you say hi?
Hi.
And we have this little box that is called Conversations to Go. And sometimes we're sitting around the dining room table, or we're in the car, or we're just chit-chatting before bedtime. And it has these really fun questions. And we've just kind of been going through them. And it's been neat just getting to hear the perspective of Mr. Charlie Brown. And Charlie, can you tell folks how old you are?
5.
You're 5 years old. You are so awesome for a 5-year-old. And so anyway, I figured y'all would be as entertained as I have been. And it also just gives creativity for any parents out there that are thinking, man, I wonder how my kid would answer that. Or I've been looking for different ways to connect. And this isn't just for kids. These actually aren't mostly for kids. It's conversations for anyone, for friends, for couples, for families, whatever. And so just fun things that make you think and gets you guys connected and gets you to know other people better. So, Charlie, you ready?
Ready.
Okay, so we picked out 5 or so questions from our Conversations to Go box. And I figured we'd take a crack at that and see what both of us would answer. So this is not scripted. We have not practiced. We just picked out questions and we're going to see what we think. So first question says, what one thing do you think about most often?
Toys.
You think about toys most often?
Yeah.
What kind of toys?
A lot of different toys.
Yeah? What kind of different toys do you think about, Charlie?
Cars, Power Rangers. That's all.
That's all? Cars and Power Rangers. That's pretty cool. I like Cars and Power Rangers. Let's see. One thing I think about most often. Usually what I have to get done. I'm looking at my calendar, my planner, or my phone alerts, and I'm looking at, what do I need to get done? Do I got to make dinner? Do I got to finish some homework? What do I got to get done? Next question. Describe your perfect day.
Saturday.
Saturday is your perfect day?
Yeah.
Yeah? What do you like about Saturday?
Next Saturday, I return my jewels.
You're going to what next Saturday?
Next time, I'm going to invite Jules to my house to play ping pong.
You're going to invite Jules to your house to play ping pong. All right, Jules, if you're listening, you have an invite next Saturday. We might have to reschedule it because I think we're out of town on Saturday, but if it's not next Saturday, the following Saturday, we'll have you over to play ping pong. That's really fun, Charlie. So what would you do outside of playing ping pong with Jules? What would you, and on a Saturday?
Inside the garage,
yeah. What would you do on a perfect day? Tell me some other things you would do on a perfect day.
Do a bunch of tables, eat pizza, that's all.
So you'd make a lot of tables and eat pizza?
Yeah.
What kind of tables would you make?
A lot of different colors tables.
Yeah, like would you build them or would you draw them?
I will build.
Build tables?
Yeah.
That's impressive. That's amazing. So carpentry, ping pong, and eating pizza. That sounds like a perfect day for sure.
What's carpentry? What's carpentry?
Carpentry? Carpentry is when you work with wood. You build things with wood. You make stuff. You can do sculptures. You can put things together. Huh. But it has to do with wood. So, let's see. My perfect day. Oh, man. Probably start out with breakfast in bed. I love when my husband makes breakfast. His breakfast is my absolute favorite. So bringing breakfast in bed, and then maybe everybody going out to the movies, and then going out for lunch at a park, and just hanging out with people, and maybe doing a DIY project or something. I don't know. Hanging out with people, food, and some sort of entertainment. All right, next question. When was the last time you cried?
Last time? I don't know.
You don't remember?
No.
When was the last time you cried? Let's see. Try to think. Try to think of something that...
I cried every day.
You cried every day?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What made you cry every day?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Can you remember one time that you cried?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you remember what it was that made you cry?
Today.
Today?
Yeah.
What made you cry today?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No.
All right. Well, that's fair. These are very real and raw answers. Well, if you do remember, let me know, okay? We can go back to that question. Last time I cried, huh?
When you missed Miss Megan.
When I missed Miss Megan. Yeah, probably. All right, so Miss Megan, if you're listening, this is your shout out. I cry when I miss you, so secret's out. I'm trying to think. Last time I cried. Probably a couple days ago, just feeling frustrated with myself, and that's usually when I cry, when I'm either frustrated or sad about something. What are we doing? We're answering questions. Okay, we have two more questions, all right? Okay, ready? What would you say is a big waste of time?
Eating.
Eating?
Yeah.
You think eating's a big waste of time?
Yeah.
Why?
Because lunch.
Because lunch.
Yeah. I always that lunch comes first and dinner comes second.
Yep, lunch and then dinner.
Yeah.
So you think we shouldn't eat?
We could eat lunch.
Yeah. When you think that lunch is a big waste of time, what do you rather be doing instead of eating?
I want to eat a lot of times.
Yeah, you want to eat a lot of times?
Yeah.
But you think it's a waste of time, so why do you want to eat a lot of times?
Because I never stop getting hungry.
You never stop getting hungry. You are a growing boy, huh?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Wow. All right. That was a good plot twist right there. First, I thought, you know, eating was a waste of time, but...
First of all, I'm hungry.
First of all, you're hungry. Yeah, you gotta finish eating your pizza. Speaking of pizza. Yeah. All right. Let's see. What do I think is a big waste of time? I think... All right. I might step on some toes here, so sorry, guys. I think watching videos of people playing video games is a huge waste of time. I do not understand it. I think it's crazy. I think if you want to play a video game, just play the video game. Why would you want to watch someone playing a video game? And the fact that there are even videos out there on YouTube that have like a million hits of people literally just playing video games, it just blows my mind. So that would be my thing I think is a big waste of time. All right, Charlie, last question. You ready?
Ready.
Thanks for hanging in there, dude. All right, so if you were given one day to do anything you wanted with your parents, so with mom and dad, what would you do? Anything you wanted, one day, what would you do?
I wanted to still play when I'm grown up like a kid.
You want to still play when you're grown up like
a kid?
Yeah,
with these toys.
Yeah, so if there's anything you would do with your mom and your dad, you would play games with them? You'd play games with us?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Like cool. Mario Party, Mario Kart.
Yeah, Mario Kart and Mario Party. That's a lot of fun. Yeah, we are big gamers, so we play lots of Mario Party and Mario Kart. And Charlie's pretty great. He has beat me several times, so pretty impressive for a five-year-old. And I'm not that horrible, so it actually is pretty impressive. So that's awesome, Charlie. If there's one thing I would do with my parents...
Everybody, my dad beats us all of the time.
That's right. Your dad is amazing. Daddy is so good at video games. He's super talented.
Yeah.
One thing I would do with my parents... So when I was growing up, something I loved to do was either go to the beach or the mountains with my parents and just walk around or ride bikes.
So last question.
Okay, you have another question for us?
No.
Did you want to ask me something?
No.
No? Okay, cool. All right, Charlie, well, thanks for chatting with me. Thanks for chatting with all our people listening in and giving shout-outs to Jules and Miss Megan. And did you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, was it fun?
Yeah.
Cool. All right, I love you, dude.
I love you.
All right, guys, well, that was it. You heard it. Chats with Charlie. I hope y'all enjoyed. I hope you guys got inspired to have fun conversations with your kids, for all the parents out there. And I hope you guys get to answer these questions too. And just ask people questions that make them think, make them dig a little deeper. And it's wonderful what you get to know about your community in the process. I hope you guys have an awesome rest of your day.